exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We are joined by Precious the Planner, Precious Tamaga Mazibuko. Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Thank you, Roz. Thank you, Rob.
It's so great to have you. And we're actually chatting a lot about what's happening this weekend. So the wedding show is happening and you are doing a masterclass on Saturday.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit more about that?
So the wedding show, it's at Sandton City this weekend. And I'd like to call it almost like a powwow masterclass, because normally my masterclasses take almost a full day. So I've kind of jam-packed everything into like 15 minutes that I'm going to give the modern bride and groom-to-be kind of tips on, you know, if they're planning or taking a journey, going through a wedding planner or doing it themselves. And just tips and, you know, the trends at the moment. So wedding shows are normally amazing if you like starting planning your own wedding. Just to get some ideas and be inspired. So that's all it's going to be about.
It's going to be so cool to see, because, I mean, it's a big day for everyone and everyone has their ideas and the things they want to pull together. I wanted to know from you, Precious the Planner, who does weddings, right? There are two things in that for me. There's a wedding love and there's a planning love. Which do you actually came first? Which do you love more? Plannings or weddings?
I'd say the planning.
I mean, kind of expected that, to be honest.
It's literally, you know, what gets you to loving the wedding. So for me, it's the rush and the putting together of the actual celebration. And obviously the highlight is seeing it all come together. But I do love the planning process better than the actual day. Sometimes on the actual day, I'm like, oh, that's it. You know?
All that work.
Yeah, yeah.
So yesterday we were chatting to someone who actually planned his wedding in 4 days. He proposed on the 7th and they got married on the 11th. How much do you think you could get done in 4 days?
A lot.
Yeah.
You, if you know what you want, and those are the best clients. Even today, earlier today, I had a consultation for a wedding month end, 29 July. I was like, you sure not 2024? Like, no, this year. And I was like, perfect. Because you don't have time to change your mind. If you know what you want, you really don't have to take 2 years to plan a wedding. If you've got the budget, you've saved your money, you know, both of you are on the same page of what your vision is.
Yeah.
It literally doesn't have to take that long.
I can only imagine the kind of things you must have seen over the years, because everyone has their idea of their special day. Mm. And some of the ideas must be very out there. I'm just being polite about clients.
I never have an answer for that. I don't know if it's me.
Yeah.
Or like we just get, you know, a client that, you know, doesn't want over the top. I've had, and I'm not going to say I haven't, but it's not strange things. I know my like fellow planners have had strange requests, but either I know the kind of clients that will gel with our brand. And, you know, you want something timeless. Don't ask for things that in 2 years' time you're going to be like, oh, my God, what was I doing?
And I think also, like, for you as a planner, to make it happen for them, if that's what they want, that's what you are going to create for them on your special day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hi, guys. This is for Precious. I just want to say well done, honey. You're doing amazing. Your work is world class, and thank you for leading, because we also believe, because we've seen your shining so bright, and we like, you know what, we can also push our dreams. So I just want to say you go, girl. Well done. Your work is amazing, breathless to say the least. Keep going, African child. We love you.
Oh, wow.
How special.
That is so sweet.
So how does it feel for you that just by doing your job, you're inspiring people, you're motivating people, you are basically the leader in this industry? How does it, but you just actually just Precious the Planner. I'm just doing my job.
Exactly that, Roz. I literally this, I think because of the way I grew up, I never imagined that actually my work would make me, you know, out there. I never let that be something that directs you know, my vision for my business or my dreams, or, you know, so it's always humbling to just, you know that the little bit that I'm doing, you know, just another dreamer out there that dreams of being their own boss, being an entrepreneur, how I've built my brand or how I run my business is inspiring to them. And it is very heartwarming. And it's the reason I actually started my masterclass, because I got a lot of requests from up and coming or even just very experienced planners that wanted to either shadow or, you know, for me to mentor them. And sometimes that takes a lot of time out of your schedule. So I decided rather, you know, the first year that I did it, that I want to just have a day of just anyone that is interested in this industry, they can ask the questions, and I'm open and honest. And with my experiences and even failures, you know, people can learn and avoid making the same mistakes that I did. That's the reason the masterclass was born. So I keep doing it just for that, to inspire and for people to understand it's a business, it's not a hobby. And, you know, if you want to get into the industry, it's hard. But you, if you're passionate about it, you can literally do anything and push.
I really love that, because you see people's successes on, you know, business forums and social media, and you go to events and you see everything run smoothly and you go, this is incredible. I want to do that. But perhaps more importantly is the things you knew not to do because they'd been failures beforehand. That's the actual valuable information that people often need to get to that point.
Yeah. We actually got a question in from one of our listeners.
Okay.
The wedding is a month away. He's the groom. And there's a lot of input from both of the future mothers-in-law. And because of this, people are butting heads. Decisions are not being made. What advice do you have for that couple about the external interfering?
Well, it depends. If the interfering moms from both sides have a contribution to the wedding, it's really difficult to ask them nicely to step aside and let them, you know, them as a couple make the decisions. But I think sometimes if you've let it go a little bit too far, you just have to sit them down and be honest in how, you know, the dealings are affecting, you know, just the excitement, the journey towards, you know, their forever. You know, it's just a matter of being honest and say there's, you know, just boundaries that need to be, you know, respected. Without being disrespectful to the moms. But it's one of those tough things. If they're paying or contributing to the wedding, it's a tough one. It's easier when, you know, the couples have full control of the finances for the wedding. You can literally say, you come and just be a guest and experience everything. Don't get involved so that you're not, you know, not surprised by anything. We want you to be the guest. So maybe try that angle of like, okay, it's a month away. Can we just say whatever's done is done? From now, you know, get excited to be a guest at our wedding and let go.
Yes. Stop arguing about place settings and different things. Somebody else sent us a message saying, if Precious could give me one piece of advice, where should I prioritize budgets? And then goes on to say location, food, photographer. Like, in your mind, as you split a wedding up in your head, where should you allocate resources?
Definitely, your venue sets the standards for everything. So if you pick the right venue and you don't pick a venue that totally is the opposite of the aesthetics you want for your wedding, then you don't have to change too much at that venue. So venue most of the time comes with the food, the catering. So venue, food, then next your photography and videography, because you cannot repeat and try and have another wedding to reshoot. And then after that, it's really the nice to haves. It's more personal preferences. So the bride would take preference with her dress. But, you know, the trend now, grooms are so involved in the weddings. They also want a tailored suit. They want the full-on experience, that it's not just about the bride. But
You don't just go for a haircut and rock up in whatever suit you had in the cupboard.
No, please don't. It's those pictures are forever. Yes. You know, you've worn the suit. Wear something new on your wedding
Get
day.
Get something cut.
Yes.
Have a tailor take it in. Yeah.
What if the couple is arguing over things?
Oh, yes.
You've obviously seen a lot of that. And can you see, like, ooh, I don't know if this is going to be good forever for these two people?
Is there a thing that ends up being a pressure point?
They argue about a lot?
It's normally finances, and I would say more of where money is spent. So with grooms, they would prioritize the vibes, the good time, the entertainment, the bar tab, where the bride is more about my flowers, you know, my Jimmy Choo's, you know, those pretty things. So grooms tend to be more about the experience. And like, people must have fun. People must have a jolly at our wedding. We can't just, you know, they're going to forget how many flowers we had on the table. So me as an expert, I come in into compromise.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I try and don't let it be a sore point in the planning, you know, journey of the couple. They need to come to a compromise of what's important to both of them and let go of what they're not agreeing on.
Because as much as there's logistics in all of these things, at the end of the day, it's someone's most important day.
Yes.
Those feelings override everything else.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.